Chicago winters can be brutal. Snow, ice, freezing temps. If you're thinking, driving in this weather, I need a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax, perfect for navigating winter streets? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to handle winter like a pro. Don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Winter roads demand a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I blocked a shot in the Devils game. Broke a bone in my foot, so the foot just blew up. I couldn't really put it in a skate. So we had two games before break, obviously, so just let it heal. So obviously we came back here and I'm fine, so... something small, but
The way you play, you must realize that's going to happen. That's just, we have to play a certain way, and that's the hazard of the job, right? I would think.
Yeah, I'm going to block shots. It's my game. Going to try to add all the padding I can to my skates and stuff like that, and other parts of your body that are probably a little exposed. But caught me in a good spot. Cracked a bone, so. Nothing major, just let the swelling and everything out of my foot, and back to it.
How do you get through all this mentally, though, because you haven't had a lot of luck? I mean, how do you get through it mentally?
It just comes with the job, honestly. Obviously, like, you have your people you lean on, and friends and family that support you through it all. But I love being a hockey player. I love what I do. So break a couple bones along the way. That's something I'm pretty fine with.
You seem better equipped to handle this than even a few months ago. I mean, do you feel like you've learned from all these experiences? We kind of talked about that last month, I think.
Yeah, I think obviously you guys know I've kind of been through the ringer with some stuff, but I think like when the knee injury I had at the beginning of the year, those are tough to handle. It's like a long-term thing. You break a bone in your foot off a block shot and you're out a week. It sucks. You want to play. You don't want to be injured. But, it's hockey. Everything's happening. It's a physical game, so that stuff's going to happen. So, that's not something you could really think too hard about.
Does the break really help not only you with your injury, but everybody just mentally reset, get refreshed, and get ready for the end of the year?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously we play a lot of games. Sometimes you get in, guys call it the grind of the season. So get a little vacation. We went somewhere warm to get, sit on a beach a bit. So it's a nice mental reset, and you come back and you're ready to go. You're really excited to see everyone again. And, you get a practice like that in and get right back in the swing of things. It's fun.
How about the hockey? Have you watched the hockey? And if so, how have you enjoyed it?
Yeah, it was unreal. That U.S.-Canada game, I think that first period was the best first period of hockey I've ever seen. it's been really cool. Obviously, watched like Rass and Yoki and some other buddies you have on teams. It's really cool, and just to see how much like those guys care about it and how much it means to put on the sweater of your country. It's fun to watch.
Was it fun to see Henry score the first goal of the tournament?
Yeah, he looks good. He looks really good. I'm really happy for him. Yeah, I bet he's pretty fired up, too. I can't wait to hear it from him when he comes back.
Okay. What do you think about the league looking at maybe 10-minute overtime to try to cut down shootouts?
Are they looking at that?
No, but should they, in the wake of this?
Yeah, I like it. Shootouts are fun every once in a while, but it's more fun to see the offensive guys or offensive-minded players play without that much room. Especially obviously in this when you got McDavid, McKinnon, McCarr on the ice for your three, it's pretty fun to watch. So I wouldn't be opposed to the 10-minute one for sure. Sometimes 5-on-5, it's a little bit about possession, and then before you know it, the 5 minutes is over. But, it's a lot of fun to watch for sure.
You had found a good rhythm in your game for a couple months. Just what allowed you to find that, I guess?
I think we talked about it before, but just like, not worrying about a lot of the outside stuff, stuff you can't control. Just getting back to who I am as a person, ultimately who I am as a player. Just helped me more of a mental reset, I think, and helped me play my game.
And you think you're ready for Saturday?
Yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.